USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the U.S. has helped evacuate 13,000 people from Afghanistan since August 14th and vowed to evacuate any American who wants to leave the country. Speaking from the White House, the president confirming the United States military is on the lookout for any potential threats to the operation at the airport.
We're also keeping a close watch on any potential terrorist threat at or around the airport, including from the ISIS affiliates in Afghanistan who were released from prison when the prisons were emptied.
A federal appeals court on Friday declined to block the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium, setting up a showdown at the Supreme Court. The moratorium, which was implemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is set to expire October 3rd. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. As students head back to school, there are a number of supplies and preparations underway. But while the lists may have grown, the time and money spent shopping doesn't have to. Customers can spend less and smile more when they shop Amazon for everything they need to get back to school. A one-stop shop offering the widest selection and lowest prices. And did you know? Amazon offers a discounted Prime membership option for qualifying government assistance recipients for just $5.99 per month. That's 50% off. In addition to Amazon's everyday low prices, Prime members enjoy unlimited, fast, free delivery, access to exclusive savings, thousands of movies and TV shows with Prime Video, more than 2 million songs ad-free with Amazon Music, and access to more than 1,000 books and magazines with Prime Reading, something that can come in handy as those reading lists ramp up. To learn more or start your 30-day free trial, visit amazon.com/prime discount.
Some state governors are stepping up to take in Afghan refugees who are fleeing their country to escape the Taliban regime. One of those governors is Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who's defending her decision on Fox News.
Part of the deal with being employed by the U.S. military is that they have the opportunity to go through the SIV process, the special immigrant visa process. And so we need to uphold our end of the bargain that we made to them when they agreed to work with our men and women who are fighting on our behalf.
Governor Reynolds claims that at least 94 Iraqi or Afghan special immigrant visa recipients have been resettled in her state since 2017. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Henri is expected to reach hurricane strength on Saturday when it arrives in the Northeast. Hurricane and storm surge watches have been issued for much of the region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A filibuster is finally over in the Lone Star State.
For the first time in nearly 6 weeks, state officials said there were enough lawmakers present in the Texas House for the chamber to conduct business, opening the door for passage of the GOP priority elections bill that Democrats have been attempting to kill for the past several weeks by staying far away from the Capitol. The margin was razor thin, and it was unclear for hours before gaveling in whether Republicans had gotten enough members in the chamber to begin their work. Even Republican State Congressman Steve Allison of San Antonio, who confirmed he was positive for COVID-19 a day earlier, showed up to the House to help swing the numbers, though he stayed isolated in a room on the other side of the chamber. The quorum was reached with the help of three Democrats who broke ranks with other members. Those three Democrats joined some other Democrats who have already trickled back to the chamber after initially participating in the quorum bust. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A Florida judge says a case against a former school resource officer at Parkland High School can go to trial. Former Broward County Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson was on duty at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School during a deadly mass murder more than 3 years ago. Peterson was widely criticized for not confronting the murderer who wound up killing 17 people on Valentine's Day 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.